This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, there's a few mows around at the moment, but it's all for a good reason. People are, well, guys, are raising awareness for men's health concerns, such as prostate cancer, getting the word out there about that and having regular prostate examinations and stuff like that and breaking through the stigma. But the other is male depression. And today we're speaking to Maris, our lovely psychologist, about male depression and kind of the difference and all that kind of thing. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Erin. How are you?
We're doing splendidly. But is there much of a difference between kind of male depression and female depression? Isn't depression just depression?
Okay, so, I mean, you're right. Depression is depression, and it is a whole string, a whole raft of kind of symptoms, and it affects people in slightly different ways. The biggest difference between men and women is that experience and the response when it comes to depression are different in that in men, depression is much, much less likely to be recognised by both men themselves and then as a result of that by health professionals, just because if men aren't able to see the signs and symptoms of depression as serious health concerns, then they're much less likely to actually present those signs and symptoms to their GPs and places where they seek assistance.
So, also considering how little guys actually go to the doctors. I mean, really, every couple of years at most, if your leg's about to drop off is probably the time you go to the doctor.
That's right, that's right. And so men actually, the research shows that men actually seek help a lot later in the course of any illness, but in particular when it comes to things like depression and mental health issues.
So what are some of the big telltale signs, especially for men?
Okay, particularly for men. Men, when it comes to understanding and being aware of depression, are much more likely to see the physical signs. So they're much more likely to experience and see themselves getting more and more tired, either losing weight or putting on weight, experiencing and not managing particularly well with stress. And also, they're much more likely to see particular emotional aspects of depression. So they're much more likely to acknowledge feeling irritable, frustrated, or even angry. Less likely to actually connect that with feeling low or flat or sad, and less likely to be able to acknowledge that in themselves and actually show that to others. Some of the other things that men can be looking for, and particularly people around men can also see, sometimes we can be the best mirrors to the other men in our lives, behaviours like withdrawing from family and friends, men being agitated, not looking after themselves, neglecting their responsibilities. One of the really big telltale signs is kind of increased drug and alcohol use, unfortunately. Some of the thoughts may be a little bit more difficult to spot, but if you hear men speaking saying words like "I'm a failure" or "What's the point" or losing motivation in their life, then there's a bit of an indication that there's something happening there that may be linked to depression. We've talked about anger and irritability. We've talked about stress being a really, really important sign as well as cause of depression. And then the more general things like sleeping more or less than usual, so many more hours sleeping or at the other end of the spectrum, insomnia, so feeling tired. Also physical things like headaches and backaches that can't actually be explained are actually signs of depression. Changes in appetite and weight loss and gain. They're some of the things that there can be some of the telltale signs for both men as well as women as well as the people around them.
Okay, well, I mean, is this over a time period? Because I'm sure some people's nature sometimes is to be like that to a degree. Obviously, not some of those symptoms. So I guess some men can just be like that. And is there
like
also
Eeyore the donkey? Is that what you're kind of referring to?
People
that kind
can
of personality,
be glass half empty, I suppose, or just generally grumpy people. I guess I mean, is that a fair statement as well within all of that?
Some aspects of those things can be personality related. But the big question is if any of those signs and symptoms are experienced for over 2 weeks' time, so for a period longer than 2 weeks, and if there's been an increased loss of interest in general, like pleasurable activities and general life activities, and if any of those signs and symptoms are actually really dramatic changes and also are having an impact on the person's ability to live the life that they want to live, then it's probably worthwhile getting checked out.
So what can be done? What's the answer?
So what some of the things that that men can do are, and Beyond Blue are actually a partner with Movember, and they're looking they're using a lot of the Movember Foundation partnership to look at the impact of disease, things like prostate cancer, on men's mental health, but also ways that men can actually overcome that. So contacting people like Beyond Blue, getting on the web and looking at the Beyond Blue website, the Black Dog website, phone lines like Men's Line, Lifeline can be really, really helpful. Some of the more self-help type strategies that men can do, the first thing would be to phone up to a GP and discuss some of these options, because sometimes medication is a reality and it's a needed thing, particularly in the short term. Some of the other self-help things can be looking at stresses in life, looking at your lifestyle balance, trying to make sure you've got some replenishing, enjoyable activities happening, activities which don't take from you. Look at your routine, look at things like your diet and exercise. We've talked previously about getting some sunshine. We've talked about the importance of food and diet and exercise on mental health. And then, you know, a part of all of that might also be a couple of short sessions with someone like me, a psychologist, to talk about some strategies, ways of being able to manage life and stress differently, some cognitive behavioural techniques for proving how we actually think about ourselves and our life. And all of these can be really, really helpful for men, and can actually help men live the lives that they want to.
The question is, though, is there light at the end of the tunnel? I mean, you talk about those kind of, there's some of the things, but have you actually seen in your own personal experience people who have kind of come to you with, you know, depression at various levels and seen them kind of, you know, recover?
Yeah, most definitely. There's actually, I can't give you an actual figure, but depression is a treatable mental health issue, and often it's just about finding the right combination of interventions, of lifestyle factors, of things that people can do to get that result. Sometimes it's actually surprisingly quick. And the guys that I sit and talk to actually are surprised by that themselves, at just how quick and simple some of the changes might be.
So it's worth pursuing if, you know, if there are people listening today who can identify with some of the things that you're saying, to actually go seek help, because, you know, as I said, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
That's right. And that's what Movember and these and the whole month of Movember is actually about. And preventative medicine is actually the most important part. So things like Movember are really, really good at helping to raise awareness. But that awareness is only going to be as good as the men that take it on board and actually do something about it.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.